Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:14. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We are just struggling to get hold of the Mossad, but don't worry, they are listening and they will definitely call us. There's absolutely no doubt about that. So who are they? Well, who is this Mossad? I don't know. Should I be telling? Am I even allowed to tell? They sent me a list of approved questions, but I think we might go just a little bit off script. They have 206,000 followers on Twitter. That is who that is, and they are a lot of fun. If you don't already follow them, go to follow them on Twitter at the Mossad IL. That is, and we wanted to find out who is behind them. Sean Enni, a very, very good morning. Boker Tov, how are you?
Boker Tov, how are you?
I am very, very well, thank you. So here's the question is, are you real Mossad pretending not to be so that you are to fool us, or are you not Mossad pretending to be Mossad so that and not fooling anybody? It's very confusing.
Well,
or none of the
above.
The
answer to that question was really that I'm really the Mossad, then, well, if I tell you that, I'd kill you. But
So clearly. Right. Okay. So there was absolutely no answer to that question. That's what you're saying, really. You will neither confirm nor deny.
No, you can't confirm nor deny, even though that's a CIA line, but I'll use it.
Right. Well, yeah. Israelis like, you know, always see a business opportunity in everything. Is there any opportunity to franchise this, the real, you know, CIA, the real MI5? Mm-hmm.
The real Mossad. How to franchise it? Uh-huh. Well, for now, I can just sell cups and T-shirts.
Right.
But, but the franchise it? Oh, I don't know. Nobody ever came up to me with an opportunity, so.
Okay,
so right now it's just me.
How did this come about? Seriously, how did you get to create this mad Twitter account with more than 200,000 followers that people absolutely love and hate in equal measure?
Well, I love that people are loving and hating it at equal measure, because that gives that account wonderful engagement. And but how did it come about? It came about, the account is about 6 years old. And the idea came about when every time you hear a news story saying, some activist claims the Mossad broke into his apartment, stole his shoe.
Mm.
Every time a news article comes out where an Egyptian minister blamed Israel for putting sharks in the waters to kill tourists, or that some Iranian minister said that Israel is stealing their clouds.
Yes,
well,
I saw that.
That's gold for us. Absolutely. Yeah, and these are actual real articles that came out. So, you know, somebody had to come out and say, look, the Mossad, the real Mossad, doesn't do these things. But let's say there's a Mossad, in quotation marks, that, you know, does all these crazy things that all the haters and all the people think that the Mossad do. So that's how the idea came about. This is not the actual Israeli Mossad. This is the Mossad in quotation marks.
Right.
And with a different logo and everything. This is the Mossad in quotation marks that will do all those crazy things that that everyone suspects Israel of doing. And then it just became this huge satire thing. It exploded really with one tweet back in 2017.
What was
really
that tweet?
Caught on.
What was the tweet that
what was the tweet? It was Linda Sarsour, that activist in New York.
Yes.
Where she would say, I'd tweet with the persona of, like, here I am, the Mossad, doing these crazy things that, you know, I can see everyone. I can control the weather. I can train sharks. So Linda Sarsour tweeted, something's wrong with my iPhone. I lost all my text messages. Does anyone know why? And then I just quoted that tweet and said, yes.
Absolutely brilliant. And that was it. And the rest is history.
Yeah. So it all kind of launched from there, and everyone, all of a sudden, wow, overnight, 10,000 new followers. Kind of took me by surprise. This was around 5 years ago already. And, yeah, since that time, it's really, started developing it, started, putting on this persona. And people started liking it.
It's incredible. It's really just remarkable, because you obviously just identified something that people loved. And in a way, it's a voice, because as you say, there's so many absurd things that Israel, Jews, and the Mossad, are accused of, that this, you might as well run with it from a satire perspective. Is there any confusion? I mean, do people often or ever consider you to be the official Twitter account of the Mossad?
Yes. I get many private messages, mm-hmm. Usually from people from, you know, non-English speaking countries that maybe they miss the signs. Like, I put right front and center on my Twitter account, it's not even the same logo. I mean, in the logo, like the words in the logo says something completely stupid that I made up. Where there is no intelligence, the nation is dumb, which is kind of a play on the original
yes.
text that is in the original logo. It's a different menorah. My bio in the Twitter says this is a satirical account. People still miss those signs, and they will private message me and say, I need help. I'm in Bangladesh, and I want to come to Israel. Like, they actually, like these completely out there messages that they think that the Mossad can help, you know, people all over the world. And really, I don't know what to do with those things. But yeah, there is confusion. And okay, I'll forgive, you know, the people who, you know, from non-English speaking countries. Yeah, maybe they can get confused. Maybe they'll miss the signs. But it's really great when somebody of some power or an official account confuses me.
That's the best, absolutely.
That's the best. So when the Hamas official account confused me for the original Mossad, that was gold for me. And yeah, that happened a few times.
That is, it's absolutely brilliant. Have you had any contact with Mossad? I mean, are they comfortable with it? Are they uncomfortable with it? Is there any discussion with them that you can share?
There's no official discussion, but I have tacit approval.
Approval. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this came from me. This came from me. This came from me through like the government
press.
Yeah, government sources. Mm. They actually like your account. They actually did something where, you know, they don't like having copycat accounts on
sure.
social media.
So they
will actually actively go to Facebook, go to Twitter, and ask fake Mossad accounts to be removed. And I heard from another government source that they like my account so much that they gave me a free pass. So
<It's>,
I really appreciate it, whoever you are.
Well, absolutely. I'm assuming they're listening anyways. The use of humor, the use of humor in Israel advocacy, it's a very, very serious and sometimes boring space, Israel advocacy. You know, we throw words at each other and we, you know, it's very, very emotive. Humor is quite unsettling, isn't it?
Humor has always been my coping mechanism since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very natural for me to approach something serious as humor. And when somebody with something like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which has been going on for so long, and people just, like, argue and argue on the internet, die. Like, we have to, like, somebody has to come in and say something funny.
And outrageous.
Let's
yeah.
lighten the mood a little bit. And there are many accounts out there that preceded me that really approached things with a humoristic approach. And, I mean, I really caught on to that. I see that there's a lot of engagement with that. So I think, you know, that you have to have the serious people, but then you have to have somebody to break it up a little bit, to say, you know, let's laugh. And I do appreciate that even the haters, sometimes, you know, they'll look at my material and they'll actually like it.
Really? That's interesting.
Because it's even like it lightens the mood even for them.
I never think of haters that with a sense of humor, but maybe they can be funny as well, and maybe they can see the funny side of things.
You know, there are people that you can have an intelligent conversation with, even if they're haters. I do see that, and you know, kind of again, humor opens people up.
That is absolutely true. I'm a firm believer in that. When people are relaxed, you can actually have a conversation that is very different to if they are extremely tense. Is this, how much of your time do you spend on this? Are you a comedian in real life?
I am not.
Really?
I am not. Okay. I am.
Well, let me ask you something differently. Does your wife think you're funny?
No.
Yeah, there we go.
Not.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, until 2012 when we got married, she thought I was hilarious.
Your marriage can do that to a person. Mm-hmm. So you're no longer funny at home?
No. Oh, my kids think I'm funny, but they're still young. They're still teenagers.
Oh, yeah, no, wait. Just give them time.
Yeah.
My kids haven't laughed at me in years. They keep telling me I'm not nearly as funny as I think I am. But that's their job as well.
What do I do for a living? I do projects for ERP systems, for business management software. That's my real money. And this Twitter account, how long does it take to make a tweet? You read the news every once in a while. You open up Facebook. You open up Twitter. You read a news article. You think of something funny. You make a joke about it. Throw it up on Twitter. You know.
That is absolutely.
1,000 likes later. Sometimes they. Sometimes they slap. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they take a misstep and people get mad at what I say. Sometimes they're good. Yeah. That's the life of a comedian. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So that is really, really phenomenal. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Thank you for doing what you do, because it is really, really just really fantastic work. Sean Enny, who is the person behind Mossad, the Twitter account, go and follow them, because, and you won't regret it.